Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Are free, so unless you mean it, well, don't spend them on me. Don't look twice if you're keeping score, 'cause heartaches are high priced and I've paid it before.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and I am very pleased and excited to have this next guest on the line with me. She has done so much. As I look over some of the things that she has been involved in through her life, the opportunities that she's had, we were talking about Vern Godston, who lived not very far from where I'm at right now, and the opportunity she had to work with Vern, and all these other amazing people that we know in the music industry. I'd like to welcome right now Janie Fricke to the program. Welcome, Janie.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's great to be with you today.
It is my pleasure. I'm looking here and I see the jingles that you have done, the people that you have sung backup with. You've had an amazing career, Janie.
It has been quite an interesting career. And like you say, starting out doing the jingles and commercials, and then from there, I went on into becoming a backup singer and working in a vocal group and working on other people's records.
Yes, if I could just call out some of the names: Conway Twitty, Merle Haggard, Crystal Gayle, Tanya Tucker, Mickey Gilley, Mel Tillis, Eddie Rabbit, Charlie Rich, Johnny Duncan, Ronnie Millsap, Donna Fargo, England Dan, and John Ford. Is it Coley or Collie?
Coley. I think it's Coley.
Coley. Okay. Because I remember, of course, I was a big Dan Seals fan. So, of course, yeah. England Dan, that was Dan Seals. And then we have John Ford Coley. I'd really love to see you tonight. And of course, I know that song too. But, and then Elvis. You sang backup vocals on Elvis Presley's final album. And then because he passed away, you had to record the vocals after his passing. And so, actually, Elvis is a seventh cousin of mine. That's a little far, but isn't that crazy? You know, when you go back to your family history and think about that, I was doing the ancestry stuff, and I was like, well, wait a minute, there's Elvis. And it was actually, it came from the Pressler. It was Pressler before it was Presley. So if you go back far enough in history, it was Mary Pressler is how I'm connected to the Presley family. But
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy when you start thinking about that stuff. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's just kind of a side thing. But your music, I've always loved your music. And there are stations. There's one station here in Alabama that's nearby, and it's 105.7 out of Hartsel, Alabama. And you would hear your music today because they play they play those hits from those times that we remember, just like It Ain't Easy Being Easy, She's Single Again, He's a Heartache, Looking for a Place to Happen. I love that song, actually. That's one of my favorites. And so, I mean, you just, there's so many things that we could talk about, Janie. And of course, I want people to get in the spirit of something that's hopeful, something that makes them feel better, something that makes them happy. And I'm hoping that Christmas can do that to a lot of people this year. Here we are before Thanksgiving. I know people say, well, it's not even Thanksgiving yet, but I'm not so sure that we shouldn't start getting in our mind the opportunities of course, being thankful for Thanksgiving in this time period, but also the joy of giving and thinking about what we can do to give to others. And I see that in music. Sure. That's a gift. Is music not a gift?
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned this is a perfect time to bring it out and let the listeners hear about it. I did my very first Christmas CD. And so we're going to take it on the road, and we're going to, I entitled it A Cowgirl Country Christmas. So I'm going to do some concerts in December. I've got one lined up locally here near where I live in Texas, but it's going to be called A Cowgirl Country Christmas Concert. And we're going to do some of the Christmas songs off the CD, and then we're going to do some songs off of my new Greatest Hits CD.
I'm excited about that. So where are you in Texas, Janie?
Well, we live in Dallas County, so we're not too far from where we're going to be doing our concert, which is in Granbury, Texas. There's a theater there called the New Live Granbury Theater, and the New Granbury Live Theater. So that's where our show's going to be in December. We're real excited. But, yeah, I'm real happy to be able to do the interviews now this week, reaching out to stations of people like you all across the country who want to mention the Christmas CD. So, and also, it's available on my website and on my Facebook page.
That's great. Are you familiar with Red Oak, Texas, or Waxahachie?
Yes. Not too far down the road.
Okay, well, that's where my granddaddy, I was mentioning at the start of the show, that's where my granddaddy was raised, was in Red Oak. And so his dad was a manager of a cotton gin there, and my granddad worked on the cotton gin with his father. And so that's kind of our area. I'm not a Texas guy, but my granddad came from Texas, moved to Tennessee, went to school in Nashville, and then ultimately ended up in Alabama. So that's why I'm here where I'm at today. But I do love the great state of Texas.
Oh, yeah. It's a good place to be. So I originally grew up in Indiana.
Wow.
So I've been all over the place. And, you know, I toured with Alabama, the group Alabama, for like 2.5 years. So we played Huntsville. We played all the main concert halls all around the country.
There's a group called Alabama?
There is.
You mean the boys from Fort Payne?
Yeah. Okay. Super group. Yeah. That was so exciting to be on tour with them because it was a great exposure and a great chance for my, you know, to really make my career spike during those years.
Sure. So what call really surprised you? I guess thinking about your career, think, wow, I'm being called to be back up or do this with this particular entertainer.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, when I was first starting out in Nashville, I was a studio musician. I was a studio technology person. My job was to go in and do harmony on other people's records. So when the phone rang, it would be to work in the vocal group, the Leah Jane Singers, and she had all the top clients. She worked for every top producer in Nashville. So when she started calling me to sing soprano in her vocal group, I mean, some of the early sessions were for Porter Wagner and Dolly Parton when they were still doing duets.
Wow.
So every time the phone rang and every call I got was like, a golden call, you know, because she had all the top connections. So that's when things were really exciting and started out really great for me.
Wow. I have, let's see, I have John Schneider coming on the program actually this weekend, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of Dukes of Hazzard, I noticed there is something here that you appeared in the television series. So I guess you know John, right?
Yeah, just from that one taping. Of course, it took us 10 days to do one show, Happy Birthday, General Lee, and I was a bank robber. So I had a chance to mix and mingle backstage with all the actors, and I just love John. He's a super talent.
We would just have to make a short list of who you don't know, Janie, really, when it comes down
to
it.
Well, you know, yeah, actually, you know, when you get busy in the business, you do cross paths with everybody because you're in all the major shows and the award shows, and then you get involved in going out to Hollywood or whatever and doing clips here and there. So it's pretty fascinating.
And even those who come back and say, oh, by the way, I listened to Janie when I was younger, and my name's Reba McEntire, and my name's Trisha Yearwood, and we both feel like Janie influenced our music.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting, too, because, you know, like I said, we all interact, and we all respect each other for the type of talent that we all, you know, have been blessed with. So it's like one small family or one big family, I guess you call it.
Amazing stuff. If you don't mind, Janie, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk some more about this Christmas album and then talk about this Greatest Hits. I believe you said the Greatest Hits album as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Let's talk about both of them when we come back. Is that okay?
Yes. Great.
All right, folks, we're talking to Janie Fricke right now. She is in Texas, and she is excited about Christmas, and I'm excited with her because we need something to encourage us, lift us up, and I think Christmas time might hit the spot. Thanksgiving can do it too. Let's think about those two holidays as we move forward, being thankful for what we have, and then also the joy of giving and opportunities that we can have to give to others and make a difference in their life. I hope that you'll stick with me as we continue through this special edition, I would say, of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
You watch me win. Pick me up off of the ground. You never one time let me down. And you put me on a natural high. And I can fly. I can fly. I was drowning in make believe, as helpless as a falling leaf. You gave your hand to me that day, and you did it.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. Is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Ho, ho, ho. We played some Christmas music at the start. You heard Janie Fricke and some of her new album music. I'm excited about this. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Janie Fricke.
It's great to be here with you today, Mark.
I'm hoping that this episode of The Mark White Show is lifting people's spirits. I hope that your spirit's being lifted as we speak.
Absolutely. I just love it. I think it's wonderful. And thanks to you, you are a great inspiration to a lot of folks out there.
Well, I think the best thing that we can do right now is think about the lives of others and what people are going through and let them know that we care, that they matter. I have a friend right now who is battling COVID as we speak. He's actually on a ventilator at the hospital, and people are going to gather tonight to pray for him in the hospital parking lot. His name's Zach Green. Love the guy to death. I started out in radio with him through a sports show, and there are people like that. I reached out to Coach Nick Saban this morning to his office and spoke to his secretary, and we were back and forth. And, of course, Coach Saban remembered Bama Zach, because if you knew Bama Zach, he's a memorable fella. You never forget him. And so Coach Saban wished him well, and they're praying for him there at the University of Alabama Athletic Department as well. But those are the type of examples of things that we can do. We may get discouraged and think, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. Well, how about let's look at what we can do?
Good idea. I just think that's wonderful, Mark. Keep up all the good work.
So let's talk about this album. You talked about the fact that you are actually going to go and tour with the Christmas album. And that's going to be in December. Are tickets being sold now already?
Yeah, actually, I've got a website. And it's the website is my name, janiefricke.com. And on it, it shows a picture of the new Christmas CD. And I think it's on the store page. But anyway, it'll give information about the theater. And some of the shows had been canceled because, you know, theaters are not all back together yet. So
yes.
Some of them are even delayed until next year.
Yes.
But we're excited to be playing this show up and coming, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And when we talk about the Greatest Hits album,
it's available on my website and on my Facebook page. So you just go to Facebook and type in my name. And the name of the album is called Janie Fricke, The Complete Hits, It Ain't Easy Being Easy. And it has like 40 songs on there. It's a double CD. So it's got my records on there, and it has duets that I've recorded with people like Merle Haggard and Ray Charles is on there, wow. Larry Gatlin. So, yeah, it's been a really special project to have that released not too long ago. So we're taking that one on the road, too.
That is very cool. When you go and make a Greatest Hits album, what is your involvement with that? I know that the songs have already been sung. How do you participate in that? How does that work?
Well, this one was really interesting because the record label, Columbia Records, had all the masters to all my records. And they had the masters to the duets that are on there with people like Merle Haggard and Johnny Duncan. So they just put it all together from their studio in New York City and just called and told me. It was kind of like a gift laid into my lap that I have this new Greatest Hits CD that I can take out this year. So I didn't have to do a thing except, you know, celebrate when they gave me the phone call and told me.
That's awesome. I'm looking here at Conway Twitty. We loved Conway Twitty. I loved his music and also Merle Haggard. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about Natural High. And as I'm thinking about these songs that I've loved forever, Janie, I'm now thinking about the fact that your voice is in that. So I'm trying to think in my head, okay, this song that I know and love, there was something about it. Maybe it was you.
Very well could have been. Because people like Merle Haggard, he asked me to sing on a song called Looking for a Place to Fall Apart. And actually, all I did was little harmony lines with him and some little oohs and ahs. And he told me to sing in the most unusual places because I was ready to do harmony on certain lines. And he would say, no, wait. And then he'd let me sing a line. So it was really an interesting experience with Merle.
This is quite remarkable, and I know that we could go on and on about this, but mm-hmm. I really want people, again, to think about this Christmas album and also think about the Greatest mm-hmm. Hits and
right.
think about what they can. Maybe it's a gift that somebody would want to give to someone for Christmas mm-hmm. or for the holidays. I think that would be a good idea.
I think that's a good idea because the Christmas album contains familiar songs like Winter Wonderland and Let It Snow. And then, Oh Holy Night, which is a beautiful song that I grew up singing as a very young child. And then it also has a song on there that I wrote that's called The Followers. And this song just came to me one night when I was thinking about all the biblical lessons and stories I had learned from the Bible as a young person. And I just visualized Jesus doing his teaching and preaching to the people that followed him. They became his followers, and they would come from all over. They'd go through the desert, over the mountains, and they would come to hear him near the water. And that's where he did his preaching and teaching, which was usually near a bed of water. So they would all have drink and then some food. And so that's how this song came about, The Followers. And then Jeff put a beat to it because he's my drummer and my husband. He put a tempo to it. And it just came out, I'm really pleased with it, the way it came out.
Did some of that background come from being a farm girl on a 400-acre farm in Indiana?
Absolutely, sure did, because we grew up in the church that was just right up the road from our farm. And learning all of the biblical stories and listening to the preacher every Sunday and then singing in the choirs and that sort of thing, it was just ingrained in myself and in my heart. And so not many years ago, I recorded a gospel album called Crossroads. And that's where that little old church used to stand, was at the crossroads just up the road from our farm. So it's been a very important part of my life that I can be a part of our church and go to church on Sundays and support a church that I love very much in Dallas. So, yeah, it's my life.
That's great. My granddad, who raised me, he was a minister, so I had many, many sermons to sit there and listen to growing up from my grandfather right. and still have the cassette tapes and even some of the old reel-to-reel from my grandfather's lessons back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's great.
So all you ever wanted to do was sing, and you're getting to do just that.
Exactly. I'm still singing, and I love it very much.
What is the message that you would have for other people, maybe especially younger people who have a dream, a goal of theirs, something that they really want to do? I didn't realize I wanted to be a radio host and do what I do, but the path that I took, I told somebody earlier, matter of fact, I was talking to a lady, I said, you know, when I was 18 years old, I thought I was lost, but actually I was forging a new path. And that's what I started thinking. You know, I was this lost kid after my granddad died, but there are people out there right now who have a hope and a dream to do something. What is your message to them? Because you are doing what you wanted to do yourself.
Yeah, I just think that you need to do what you love that's in your heart. You need to be talented at it and be good at what you do. And then you need your support system of family to, you know, wife or family or kids or whatever. And always live by the good book and live an honest life, and you will create happiness and success in whatever you do.
And I'm still trying to become a really good radio host. So I'll work on that. I'll work on that today, and I'll work on that again tomorrow. And you keep working at becoming a better and better singer.
Right.
We can always improve, can't we?
Yes, that's right, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's such a joy. Hang on before you close. I'd like for you to do a liner for the show, but just hang on and we'll do a closeout, okay?
Okay.
And I'll make sure that we get the website out there. Folks, we have been talking to Janie Fricke today, and I want you to go to her website. I want you to think about the Greatest Hits album as well as the new Christmas album that she has out. Give me the title one more time.
A Cowgirl Country Christmas is the new Christmas CD. And then the other one is called Janie Fricke, the Complete Hits. It Ain't Easy Being Easy.
Yes, and they can find both of those at janiefricke.com. And to spell that for you, JanieFricke.com. Go check her out. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Janie.
Thank you, Mark, and good luck to you and your future.
Thank you so much. Folks, we've been talking to Janie Fricke today. We appreciate her joining us here on the Mark White Show as we continue to recognize people who are making a difference in our communities and sharing their stories. I hope that you will invite your friends and let them know there is a purpose for them, and they can find it, hopefully, in the Mark White Show and make a difference in the lives of others. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello.
Kyla,
I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.